Imagine this. You're out in public and you see somebody that you think you recognize. You're not quite sure. Oh, and then it pops into your head that that's the person that you're following on social media. Or is it? They look familiar. They have some familiar behaviors, but they're not quite the same way they look on social media. Well, this happens all the time. We all become inauthentic at some point, and often it's the way we're presenting ourselves to the world that's not the way we're living all the time. It's human to do this in many areas of our lives and not even be aware of it. The problem is, being inauthentic can actually have some major health risks, and this is what we're going to be talking about today. Hi there, I'm your host, Lisa LaCasse. Join me every week as I share the latest trends, tips, and tricks to avoid the deterioration and diseases of aging. Nothing gets easier with age, but there's so much we can do to keep it from getting harder. Let's have fun adding not just years to our life, but life to our years. Hey there. Hello, hello. If you're new to the Choose Your Future podcast, my name's Lisa LaCasse. I'm a health coach and I love working with women in midlife who want to be healthy going into the future. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's really been on my heart lately, and I wanted to do an episode all about authenticity, what it means, what the health benefits are, as well as the negative effects that being inauthentic can have on our health. And I'm not going to lie here. The reason that this has come to my mind here is I want to talk about this. It's something that I'm taking a look at myself as I'm watching other coaches on social media, and I'm just looking at the mess that we're in. I decided I don't want to be part of it anymore. Authenticity is defined as the act of being real and or true. I want to be clear that I never in any way felt like I was being unreal or untruthful with you. But just like the whole rest of social media, I have to admit that I was always trying to look good on social media. Who doesn't do that and who wouldn't want to do that? But what I'm realizing as I'm looking at others on social media is that I guess you could say sometimes I feel like, how could I ever achieve their happiness or their physique or whatever else it is that they're promoting when I don't feel like I'm anything like them? Health coaching is absolutely my jam. I am a complete nerd about it. I totally geek out over it. I just live for this stuff. If I'm being honest, I probably listen to an hour or two minimum of podcasts each and every day. So let's start there. If you don't know me personally, you may be surprised to find out that I have a regular job outside of health coaching. I work remotely, so my job requires me to drive usually an hour or two to wherever I'm working each day. I work as a healthcare provider in skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, and my territory covers a little over to a 200-mile radius. So while I originally started health coaching mostly around weight loss before starting this particular job, where I'm with seniors every day, day in, day out, I have learned so much about the problems of aging. And therefore, about 2 years ago, I pivoted into the field of healthy aging. And of course, maintaining a healthy weight is part of that. So the two really go hand in hand, and I just love it. It's clear to me when I see residents who can't dress themselves, can't reach the floor, can't go to the bathroom themselves because they literally can't get off the toilet. It's clear to me what middle-aged women like ourselves need to focus on and put our energy towards. The reason I'm telling you this is because I don't want you to get the impression that I lay in bed for hours listening to podcasts. This is actually a way for me to learn while I'm literally working. So I always take time each day outside of when I'm in the car to read up on what's going on in the health coaching world. I love documentaries and books about health and healthy aging, and it's just totally fascinating to me. I'm obsessed. In the past, I would go on social and post about these things that felt like I was being truly authentic. But after ruminating on it for a bit, what I'm realizing is there have been lots of retakes because I didn't want you to see my imperfections. I didn't want you to know that certain workouts were hard for me or that I didn't always feel like eating the vegetable. There have been days when I was smiling even though I had to force it. I often would fix up my hair, put on makeup right before doing posts. I could look like crap all day, but in my post, I was put together. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with trying to look put together and respectable for my viewers. It kind of reminds me of when I was a child and my mom would get me so dressed up to go to church. I didn't dress like all that all the time. I dressed that way just when I went to church for God. So I was, you know, I feel like it's okay to dress a certain way for certain things. But when I'm on the other side of social media and I'm looking at other coaches and every post they have on a new matching outfit, workout clothes that I know cost a fortune, their clothes are perfect, their hair and their makeup are perfect. And I realize that subconsciously, I'm thinking that I can't get results like them because I'm just not like them. And what I concluded is that I'm not following them because they look all made up or they're perfect. I'm not following for their appearance. I'm following them for their knowledge, their expertise, the motivation they provide. And please hear me, I am not in any way like calling out myself or any other health coaches, but what really attracts me often about their appearance is something that I can relate to. Maybe somebody's in a t-shirt with an 80s band that I love, or maybe it's that they're put together in a way that is relatable to me because it's not perfect. And the presentation can often void out the message that I'm supposed to be getting if they look like fake or inauthentic. For that reason, I decided that, well, yeah, there are days that I'll have good hair and makeup, not many, and I should share that. But when I'm at the gym, when I'm home on the weekend having a chore day with a walk in the middle of it, there's no reason for me to pretend that I'm perfect and I'm put together all the time. So consider yourself warned, embrace yourself for some pretty scary images of me in the future. But I really think that's okay because it's important to me that you know that you don't have to be Miss America or some kind of a fitness model or whatever to get healthy. You don't need to look a certain way. All you need is some comfortable clothes and shoes or sneakers, nothing fancy, and you don't need your makeup bag. You only need to bring a good attitude and a lot of effort. I think this is a great time to talk about some of the benefits of being authentic. Do you remember when you first met some of your friends? You were probably showing them your best self. You were friendly and polite, and you probably said things that you thought they really wanted to hear. And this is human nature. As you grew closer to this person, your manners may have become less important, not that you were rude, but you showed them some cracks in your friendliness, and possibly you gave them some opinions that were a little different than theirs. But if you really think about it, it was only when you felt safe being your true, authentic self that you really started to feel like you knew each other and that your bond started to become strong. Meaningful relationships are absolutely one of the greatest benefits of authenticity. Another benefit is definitely the freedom of being yourself. Did you ever sit in a business meeting and you knew that you had a great solution to a company problem, but you were afraid to speak up because you weren't sure that that was your place? This not only restricted you, but it may have hurt the company as well. Yet, when we aren't authentic to ourselves and our beliefs, this happens all the time. These are just two examples of benefits of authenticity, but what I really want to get to is the effects that being inauthentic has on our health before I tell you a few ways that you can live as your most authentic self. Let's start with this. Being inauthentic leads to eventually losing our self-worth. When we start to believe that we have to be someone other than who we truly are, what we're actually telling ourselves subconsciously is that the way we truly are isn't good enough. Over time, this creates self-esteem issues and can totally destroy our confidence. Eventually, that can lead us to not only limiting our own potential, but a list of physical issues like loss of energy, serious long-term issues with unnecessary stress, anxiety, and depression. If you've been following me for a period of time, I talk endlessly about the way stress, anxiety, and depression create a domino effect in our bodies, including hormone imbalance, weight gain, inflammation, joint pain, gut issues, and on and on. There's also the constant hidden fear so far back in our minds that it's hard to even realize it's there sometimes, and that's the fear that we're going to be found out. Did you ever run out on a quick errand before you were dressed right and before you did anything with your hair and makeup, and that's the day you seem to bump into everyone you know? I'm thinking of a time when I met a well-known social media personality, and I didn't even recognize them because they pretty much looked nothing like the person I saw on my screens. It's amazing what a good filter can do, but what a disappointment. I guess I'm saying that you probably had an experience like this that made you feel some kind of way that you didn't like. And when you're living in an inauthentic way, it's a constant risk. It would be great if we could all recognize and understand that we are of the greatest service to those we love when we are happy and we are well and we are ourselves. You are unique and we're born with value that no one else can give. It's important for you to care for yourself and be your true self because when you do this, your capacity for loving and caring for others just grows. How can we start doing this? Well, for me, I'm going to be showing up on social media without filters in a way that I am in that moment. If I'm coming back from a long walk on a 90-degree day with wilted hair and no makeup, then that's what you're going to see. If I'm going out for a social event and I'm dressed in my best outfit and my hair and makeup is good, then that's what you're going to get that day. But no more going all day in a ponytail and then showing up suddenly all done up at the gym because that's playing a role and absolutely it's nowhere close to being authentic. How can you get started? Well, first of all, you want to tap into that free spirit. Bring out the inner child who would sing and dance when they heard music, who would play and move and laugh and cry freely. Putting out these feelings and this energy is so freeing and it makes you feel youthful and alive. Second, always be your true self. The people who love you want you to succeed, even if they don't agree with everything that they see and everything that you say. And often it's just your beliefs around what they expect from you that are holding you back. Third, let go of patterns, beliefs, and relationships that no longer serve you. Maybe there are things that you were taught as a child, traditions in your family, spiritual beliefs that were around for many generations, and they just aren't working for you now. It's okay. Be authentic to what you need and not what you were told. It's so liberating. And those relationships that require you to look a certain way or behave a certain way are not serving you in any way. Reminder, nothing's going to change unless you do, and nothing happens without action. I really encourage you to take a few moments to sit and evaluate the things that make you feel like you have to compromise your authenticity and who you really are. You may even want to pull out a sheet of paper and make a list and then just ask yourselves, how do these things make you feel? Are they worth the trade-offs and possibly the health risks? How can you start to become more authentic in these areas? I want to encourage you to really be intentional with this, really think deep. And that's how you can get some really good aha moments and make some major changes in your life for the better. And this exercise is so good at making you see areas of your life that are affecting your authenticity that you never even were consciously aware that were going on. And now that you know, it's so much easier to fix them. And the deeper you go, the more you're going to see. This is an exercise that I did for myself. And I want to warn you not to be surprised if you see more and more authenticity coming from me going forward. If you know someone that's struggling in this area, please consider sharing this episode with them. And as always, join me here every Monday for a new episode. Be kind and be wise as you choose your future. Effects of inauthenticity.